Amen. Praise God. Turn with me in your Bibles, one verse of Scripture this morning for our text, Proverbs chapter number 14. Proverbs chapter number 14. Amen. Appreciate a choir. Thank you, Brother Mark, musicians. Amen. Appreciate the Spirit of God. Amen. I believe that heart, that song speaks to us from the heart of God as well, don't you? Amen. Amen. For Christ came into this world, as Brother Kelly told us this morning, not to condemn the world. The world was already condemned, but that through him the world might be saved. Hallelujah. Amen. Proverbs chapter 14, in verse number 14, the backslider in heart shall be filled with his own ways. The backslider in heart shall be filled with his own ways. Notice it does not say the backslider shall be filled with his own ways, but an important prepositional phrase, the backslider in heart. The backslider in heart. Before you and I ever see them backslide, before they leave the house of the Lord, before it's evident, notice the Bible says that backsliding starts in the heart. Amen. May the Lord bless you this morning. I pray God will add his blessing to the word of the Lord. I'll give you my title in just a moment. But you may have noticed this week in the news that today would have been the 100th birthday of a very special person if they had lived long enough. If you kept up with the news this week, the humble birthplace of that statesman of American history was Tampico, Illinois, a small, sleepy Midwestern city in the land of Lincoln. And that small, insignificant city was the birthplace of the man that would be the 40th president of the United States, who would have been 100 today if he had lived, Mr. Ronald Reagan. But a birthplace of Tampico, Illinois. And may I say that possibly one of America's greatest, if not the last, great statesman in our country. A few years ago, we visited a museum in Kentucky that was dedicated to the birthplace and the childhood of the 16th president of the United States. We were visiting a museum that replicated the log cabin to where this man would have been born. He was the 16th president of the United States, and Hardin County, Kentucky, is the birthplace of Abraham Lincoln, the birthplace. Tampico, Illinois, the birthplace of Ronald Reagan. Hardin County, Kentucky, the birthplace of Abraham Lincoln. How many of the birthplace for you is Georgia? How many are sure you're alive this morning? Somebody didn't raise your hand. We're going to call states, go roll call to make sure. How many know you're alive this morning? You may not remember where, but you were there. A few years ago, 2003, the United States Congress and Senate decided and settled a long-going dispute between Dayton, Ohio and Kitty Hawk, North Carolina, to which city would be the birthplace of aviation. And in 2003, Congress and Senate settled the issue by declaring that what was on the license plates in the state of Ohio was in fact correct, that Dayton, Ohio was not only the home to the Wright brothers, but it was the birthplace of aviation. The birthplace. Today I want to talk to you about a different birthplace than probably what you have considered before. It's not a sleepy Midwestern city. It's certainly not a log cabin in Hardin County, Kentucky, or the birthplace of aviation. Today I'd like to talk to you about the birthplace of backsliding. The Bible says the backslider in heart shall be filled with his own ways. The birthplace of backsliding is not found simply in the house of God or on a church pew, but it is found in the heart of a man. That's why David said, "Let the meditations of my heart be acceptable in thy sight, O Lord." Long before you and I realize it, long before we understand that someone is backsliding on God, in the heart of that man are thoughts that are beginning to take him away from the presence of God. In and of itself, backsliding tells us that a person is heading a certain direction. To backslide means to move, to slide back, to go in a different direction, or in New Testament theological terms, to apostatize. It is to move in a direction. So to call someone a backslider or to say that they are backsliding is to say that they are moving in a direction. They are not sitting still. They are not locked in motion, but they are moving. And they're not moving toward truth, but they are moving away from truth. They are not moving toward God, but rather they are moving away from God. And so the writer of this text says, the backslider, or he that is moving away from truth, or he that is moving away from God, is doing so first of all in his heart. The Bible says that he is filled with his own ways, or it shows to us the reason that that person is going that direction. But in all reality, the heart shows us where that decision is being made. It shows us the battleground for backsliding is not on a pew, it's not in a choir, in a classroom, it's not in front of a television, and it's not in the home or on the job, but the battleground really is in the heart of a man. It's really the seat of our affections. It is that battleground that if my heart is right with God, how many believes we can serve God anywhere? That if my heart is steadfastly set on God, regardless of who or whom backslides, regardless of who encourages me or discourages me, I can walk with God because my heart is set on thee. That's what the psalmist said when he said, "My heart is fixed on thee, O God." I don't know about you this morning, but I certainly want my heart filled with the Spirit of God. But I also understand that there are men that are far greater than I that have backslid on God. I realize there are saints that have walked with God longer than I have been alive and have backslid on God. It's not just young people, but this truth of backsliding encompasses every culture. It encompasses every generation. It encompasses every church and all groups and ethnic groups of people, because there is a devil, whether we like it or not, there is a devil that wants to take me and you and our family to hell. And he will go to no extremes possible to try to snuff out your life in God. But I believe there is one the choir sang about today that is greater than the adversary of the devil. And though he may come to steal, to kill, and destroy, I love the rest of the verse when it said that Jesus said, "I am come that you might have life and have it more abundantly." Anybody glad for the life that you have in God this morning? Thank God, thank God. Can I preach to you this morning that your Bible is resplendent with stories of backsliders, that from cover to cover there are those that walked away from truth, there are those that turned their back on God, even nations turned their back on God, even Israel as a nation backslid on the Lord. God raised up that chosen people through that patriarch Abraham in the beginning of Genesis, and we see that through the formation of the 12th chapter of Genesis and down through the patriarchal period of Genesis, we understand that a law was given to his people to guide them. There was a law given that they should obey. There was a land given that they should occupy. There was an enemy that was faced that they had to overcome. But yet Israel was a people that the Bible said was bent to backsliding. And even though they were given that law in that land, they were given complete instructions to possess the land. We understand they were bent
to backsliding. God began to raise up judges throughout the period of the kings and judges. It was that time where God would place that spokesman to preach the declared word of God. Israel would respond. They would come back to God, but yet their heart was turned away from God. Hosea said that they were a people that was given to continual backsliding. And throughout the period of the judges and the kings, Israel was always backsliding. God took it another step. He began to send preachers and prophets. God began to stir through the preaching of the prophets. The day was coming that judgment would fall, that these people, though they were the chosen and the elect of God, if they would not accept truth, repent, and be God's people upon this earth and walk in a separated lifestyle, that if they continued to coexist and commingle and become carnal and worldly, that the impending judgment of God would swallow them up just as he would other nations. But yet the preaching and the prophets was disregarded. Oh yes, they were stirred to repent, but yet their heart was continually taken away from God, and ultimately Israel became a divided nation, and both the northern and the southern kingdoms were conquered, and God will not be mocked. And we close out the Old Testament, and it's a sad commentary on a people that should have walked in undivided fellowship with God, that people that should have been a nation that rose above other nations, and the apple of God's eye. As we end the Old Testament, it is a people that is backslid on God, because the truth is this, that you can backslide as a nation away from God. Amen. Are you and I not seeing America follow the same footsteps as Israel? Amen. America, that land that was founded upon the word of God. Amen. That found that country that welcomed and opened the doors of the first universities as God-fearing preachers. A nation that was built not upon gold and not upon a desire for wealth, but a nation that was founded upon the God of Abraham, the God of Jacob, and the God of Isaac. But yet some couple of centuries later, that we have become this discombobulated group of people. Amen. That everything is God. That we have become that people that has turned their back on God, and things that are despicable in the sight of God and called it an abomination are exalted in our day. And those that preach and herald righteous truth of God's word are made out to be some narrow-minded, legalistic, homophobic person. Can I preach to you today? Amen. I don't call myself narrow-minded except for this. Amen. If this is about as narrow-minded as I am, I said, if it's in God's word, I said, it's still truth. I said, this is as narrow-minded and open-minded as we should be. I said, the case is closed. It's not up for a vote. It's not up for amendment. And our very Constitution was founded upon the moral laws of God. But yet you can backslide as a nation. We go to the book of Revelation and we realize this second truth, that not only can you backslide as a nation, you can backslide as a church. For your Bible records in the third chapter of Revelation that there is a church we know as Laodicea. When you hear their prayer to God, it was something like this. We thank thee, O God, for thy blessings. We are over and abundant, increased with goods. We have need of nothing. We are so blessed, O God. But yet there was that knock at the door. You say, who was knocking at the door of the church? Were the beggars, were the poor people of the day trying to knock and find assistance from the overabundance of this church? Nay, my friend, it was Christ himself that was knocking at the door, because this congregation of people had continued to have church. They had continued to light the lamps and sing the songs and read the scripture, but they had so moved away from God that they were in such a backslidden state that they were having church, but yet Christ was not even there, and they did not God know the difference? Amen. Backslidden people, they can go through the motions. They can sing songs and hear a scripture and leave saying it's been good to be in the house of the Lord, because they are so deceived. The presence of God is not in their life. The presence of God is not invading their heart. They don't even miss Him when He's not there. But can I say, oh God, make me so sensitive. God, can You make me so in love with Your Spirit that the first time I feel like I'm going through the motion, the first time like, God, I'm having church and You're not in charge. The first time, God, I'm singing Amazing Grace and I'm thinking about the grocery list and what I got to do tomorrow, instead of remembering the horrible pit out of which I was dug. Forgive me, God, because every time I come to Your house, I want to come with praise. I want to come with thanksgiving. Can I preach? Not only is America backsliding, but you can see the church world in general. They are backsliding on God. Amen. The news this week of the charismatic preacher in Houston that upset all the news cycles. You say, what did he have to say? He alarmed everybody. He made a bold statement. He made a brass statement. They didn't calculate it. They couldn't understand that he would preach so hard against sin. You say, well, what did he have to say? Well, he went on national news and he said that homosexuality is indeed a sin. And it's so riveted the culture of the backslidden church world. Everybody tucked down and said, oh no, oh no. Why would he do that? My God, forgive us. When it makes news that a preacher calls homosexuality of sin, are we not backslid? I said, when it makes news that a preacher actually calls what the Bible says is an abomination, that it calls it sin, and it alarms everybody, the offerings are going to go down. I'm thinking, my God, it's a church world. We have walked away from truth. We have walked away from Your Spirit. But not only can you backslide as a nation, not only can you backslide as a church, your Bible records in Judges chapter 6 and verse and chapter number 7 that there was a family that lost their life. When we look down in the valley of Achor, there are stones that are heaped up, and out from underneath those stones there is smoke billowing through the cracks of those rocks. You say, what is going on in the valley of Achor? I'll tell you what happened. Underneath those stones is a family by the name of Achan and his sons and his daughters. The Bible said that Israel stoned them and they burned them and they heaped stones upon them as a mass grave, as a memorial for this fact. Because in the 6th and 7th chapter of Judges, God is bringing a great revival and mighty miracles. God performs one of the most outstanding miracles by giving the children of Israel Jericho without ever fighting, without ever spearing, without ever unleashing a weapon. God gives them Jericho, and in a time of celebration, in a time of jubilation, when it should have been hallelujah, when it should have been glory to God, Achan backslides in his heart. He falls in love with the trinkets of this world. And in the midst of that revival scene, I said, there is a family that is backsliding on God, and it cost him his family, and it cost him everything. Can I preach to you this morning that you can backslide as a nation, you can backslide as a church, but you can backslide as a family right in the house of God, with music blaring and saints shouting and revival all around. In the midst of that, there can be an Achan whose heart is wandering away from God. He's backsliding. He's moving away from truth. He's moving away from the things of God. You can entirely backslide as a family. Amen. Oh God, this morning, how many faces have I passed over in prayer this week? speak as I prepared to preach today of those faces that I preached to, others that I have known that have walked away from the truth of God's word. How many families have I seen sitting in the church house, but today their life is ruined and wrecked by sin? Oh God, that youth leader that laid his hand upon my back as a teenager and prayed with me and was instrumental in my walk with God. That friend as a teenager that would come alongside of me. Henry Williams' name doesn't mean anything to you, but friend, it was a man that I saw shout. It was a man that I saw dance. It was a man that I heard speak in tongues. It was a man that laid his hand on me and prayed with me until the Spirit of God spoke in an unknown tongue. And my God, I can't wrap myself around the fact this morning, that man that once sang, that man that once doubted or danced and shouted in the power of God, is not in a church, but he's backslid far from God. And if you've seen him today, you would not ever think that he ever been to the house of God. And I'm saying, God, if it happened to Henry Willem, it can happen to anybody. If it happened to Achan, it can happen to anybody. So I came compelled by the Spirit of God this morning to warn me and you that our nation is backsliding. The church world is backsliding, but my family will not. I said, my family will not. I said, as for me and my house, I choose. I said, I choose. I choose this day whom I'm going to serve. I say, God, help us this morning. In the house of God, is there not those hearts that are growing lukewarm on God? Are there not those hearts that are losing their praise? Are there not hearts, amen, that are falling in love with the trinkets of this world and what this world has to offer, and losing the fire for God? Hear me this morning. If your fire for God is not what it used to be, amen, stir yourself right now. Shake yourself right now. Don't go another day. Don't go another altar service. I'm coming back, God. Set me on fire with the things of God. Amen. Oh, would you lift your hand toward heaven right now? Say, God, help us this morning. God, help us this morning. Hallelujah. 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 What have you replaced the word of God with? Words of friends, words of self-justification, words of a seared conscience. What have you replaced the Spirit of God with? Moments of excitement and carnality, the trinkets of this world, the gadgets and gizmos. What have you replaced the touch of God with? The fame and fads and fortune of this world. What have you replaced the blessings of God with? I preached to you this morning, there is nothing, I said there is nothing that can take the place of joy unspeakable and full of glory. There's nothing that can take the place of peace that passes all understanding. There's nothing that can take the place of being saved and sanctified and filled with the Holy Ghost. The birthplace of backsliding. Not only can you backslide as a nation and a church, not only can you backslide as a family. I'm thinking of those families that I've preached to and I've seen in the house of the Lord. They're missing from God's house. But not only can you backslide as a family, you can backslide as an individual. For Paul's closing letters, Demas, Demas, my fellow laborer, my co-worker, Demas hath forsaken me, having loved this present world, Demas walked away from truth. Judas himself, kissing the very door to heaven, but walking away from truth. So this morning I come to preach to you about the birthplace of backsliding. Oh, you may think that it starts in the pew. It may start with a temptation on the job. It may start with the unkind word at the house. But really it goes far, far deeper than that. Once we see those evidentiary elements, it's already begun to take root in the heart. For when lust is conceived, when it's conceived, it bringeth forth sin. And sin, when it is finished, it bringeth forth death. I come to preach to you today by the Spirit of God and tell you that there are those in this building right now. I'm not preaching to any other congregation, but I'm preaching as your pastor right now. I'm telling you, I've read your heart. I've read your thoughts in prayer. And I'm telling you, backsliding is in your heart. I said it is there. Your heart is speeding in another direction. Your thoughts are wayward. Your thoughts are far from God. Your thoughts are taking you out of the house of God. It's harder to read. It's harder to pray. It's harder to shout. It's harder to get to church. It's harder to sing. You just don't care about it anymore. You said, if I quit going, nobody will even notice. I'm telling you, I'll notice. I said, I'll notice. I'm preaching to you this morning and telling you, God calls you home. And let God set your soul on fire. The birthplace of backsliding is in your heart. It's in your heart. Your wife would be amazed if she knew your thoughts. Your best friends would be perplexed if they knew what was going on in your heart. The birthplace. It's going to bring forth. And just like Tampico, Illinois, and that log cabin brought forth men that would become presidents, what's being birthed in your heart is going to bring forth division, sorrow, heartache. You say, I'm fine. I'm doing fine. Well, if I am His, then I have no trouble worshiping Him. If I am His, I enjoy talking to Him. There is no struggle. Then why is it when the Spirit of God comes into the house of the Lord, you have that struggle every time when the altar call is given? You're just trying to pray off conviction. You don't really have any interest in settling things with God. You really don't have any interest in praying all the way through. You don't want to go to hell, but you're not ready to sell out for heaven. You don't want to die lost, but you're not ready to take up your cross at every altar service. You kneel at your pew. You try to pray off conviction. At some point in time, God shall not be mocked. He turned away Israel. He left Laodicea. He let Achan be burned. And Demas went to hell. My God, this morning, who in this building? I said, who in this building needs to turn their heart back to God? Walking away, my heart is being turned. The birthplace, once we see it, oh, it's been going on for a while. But the birthplace, the backslider in heart. What mother in this building has backsliding in your heart? What daddy in this building, your heart doesn't beat for God like it used to? What mom and dad, what other saint of God in this building, because of everything life has brought to you, you have lost the joy and your fervency in God, and you're wondering, is it all really worth it anyway? There is a roaring lion that would love for you to take your hands down, to close your Bible, and to throw in the towel. Don't let him win. I said, don't let him win. Don't be a statistic. Don't be a tragedy. What young person in this building? The devil's making a pool. The devil's making a play. What young man? What young lady in this building? Your heart is being assaulted by hell, and you're ready to give in, thinking it'll all go away if I quit trying to do right. If I quit trying to live right, it'll all go away. I'm telling you, if you give in and get out, your trouble has just started. I said, it's just starting. The devil's praying for keeps. What marriage is the devil after this morning? What soul backsliding? Oh, I can't leave the fire of God and quit. No, there's got to be that battle in my heart. I'm not going to get done singing and shouting and have the fire of God and walk right out of this building and backslide. I'm not going to do it. But it's going to go on right here. For a while. For a while. What should I do about a preacher? Do what you did the first time. Come to the Lord and say, God, I need help. I need help. It wasn't easy for the Apostle Peter. No, when he failed the Lord, it wasn't easy. He went out and he wept bitterly. He went out and he cried the night away. But he said, I'm not going to let the devil win. He heard the words of Jesus. The thief, Satan, had desired to sift thee as wheat. But I have prayed to thee that thy faith fail thee not. I'm glad you're here this morning. I'm not trying to get you to stop coming. I'm just trying to get you to come on. I'm trying to get you to run on. Thy faith will fail thee not. I'm not going to quit. I tell you, preacher, I've been discouraged. I've been a little wounded. I've been hurt. And I started to get bitter. But instead of quitting, instead of stopping, instead of letting the devil in, I'm going to come to the altar. I'm going to throw my hands on heaven. And I say, God, help me. Stir me, oh God. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Come on, Brother Mark, as the congregation bows their head in prayer this morning. Hallelujah. Oh God, I've got to have help. Hallelujah. 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 The backslider in heart. In heart. I'm not asking you just to do some things everybody can see. Well, it looks like they're doing better. Sometimes we fall into that trap. I'm asking you, how's your heart? I'm asking you how your heart is. We're going deeper than the surface. I'm not asking if you were in Sunday school. I'm not even asking if you sang in the choir. I don't care if you played music. I don't care if you serve in leadership. We're going to the very root. As a man thinketh in his heart, so is he. My heart is not beating after the things of God like they once did. Fire of God is not there like it once was. But I need to come to that altar this morning. And I need to talk to the Lord. While the saints of God are praying right now, meet me at this altar. Come on. What young man, what young girl, what mom, what dad, what child of God this morning has that tug of war going on? But you're going to get some help on this Sunday morning. Hallelujah. 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 On this Sunday morning. Hallelujah. You're going to see God in heaven rush into your soul. The fire that you thought would never be there again. The joy and the peace that you thought you had forfeited forever. It's not gone. It's not gone. It's just waiting on you to step out. Hallelujah. You're going to get it on this Sunday morning. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. While Sister Rachel's singing, this altar's open. Come on right now.